Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Italy has shocked the world again when we consider the most recent election results over there, when two clowns, as Peer Steinbrück, the German chancellor candidate, has coined it, were elected in Italy. And of course, he was referring to Mr. Berlusconi and a former comedian, amongst other politicians. Now, Italy is good for surprises, but the world by now should know how chaotic Italy is, always has been, and still it has become very successful. And I will show you in this program today how successful they are going to become in light of biblical prophecy. First of all, though, let me read to you from an article which was published by the EU Observer in the beginning of March, March 4, which said the following. While seemingly a threat to EU stability, Italy is historically used to navigating through uncertainty, short-lived governments, and catastrophic economic forecasts. Undoubtedly, Italy's elections have produced an uncertain political situation, but the world should be aware by now that uncertainty is the norm, not the exception for Italy. Italy's case has time and again struck foreign observers. How is it possible that such a dysfunctional system, ineffective institutions, widespread corruption, generalized limited care for rules would allow the country to become the eighth economy worldwide? Italy has developed in a constant state of emergency, short-term planning, and flexible interpretation of laws. However inexplicable, this is the way it works in the peninsula. Italy, indeed, is a difficult beast to understand, let alone tame, for the other European countries, but it is an anchor, not an iceberg, for the European integration process. Italy will deal with its domestic uncertainties. And that is absolutely true, if we understand what the Bible has to say about the future of Italy. Now, around the same time, an interesting archaeological discovery was made. We were told that the temple built by Romulus to celebrate the hand of Jupiter, giving Roman troops their unstoppable force, has been found at the foot of the Palatine Hill, Italian archaeologists say. The ruins of the shrine to Jupiter Stator, or Jupiter the Slayer, believed to date to 750 BC, were found by a Rome University team led by Andrea Carandini. It goes on to say, we believe that this is a temple that legend says Romulus erected to the king of the gods. According to myth, Romulus founded Rome in 753 BC. Long after its legendary institution by Romulus, the cult of Jupiter the Slayer fueled Roman troops in battle, forging the irresistible military might that conquered most of the ancient known world. The interesting thing is that in ancient times, the ancient Romans worshipped the god of war, Jupiter. We are told that in the future, another leader will arise, this time not necessarily an Italian, but he will also have, as the one whom he is going to worship, a god of fortresses. And you read this in the book of Daniel, chapter 11 and verse 38. Now, the Bible is telling us that the ancient Roman Empire fell, but that it would be revived 10 times. And it has been revived already 9 times in history through barbaric tribes, through Charlemagne, through Otto the Great, Charles V, Napoleon, and the last revival occurred under Mussolini and Hitler. The final revival is just ahead of us, but it is going to include, of course, Italy as the prototype of the Roman Empire, so to speak, but this time it's going to be under German leadership, as it was, for instance, under Otto the Great, and to an extent, Charles V, a Habsburg Austrian. You see, my friends, the Bible says that the ninth resurrection under Mussolini was a, comparatively speaking, unimportant one, a short-lived one. The Bible says that it is and it is not, and that it, the ancient Roman Empire, will again come up out of the bottomless pit. But nevertheless, I want to show you now how Mussolini, came to power. Now, ultimately, he shared his power with Hitler and then even kind of transferred it to Hitler. And something similar might happen again in the near future. And we all understand that the European Union was founded on the Treaty of Rome. That's how it all started. But you see, here is some interesting statements by the Living World of History, an old book, history book, saying this about Mussolini. Benito Mussolini, the son of a blacksmith, was a man of violent and boastful character, fiery patriotism, and a flaming ambition. Supported by the black-shirted fascist gangs named after Fasces or Rats, which in ancient Roman times had been carried before the chief magistrates, he seized power in 1922 and set himself up as a dictator. He even entertained fantastic ideas about reviving the glory of the ancient Roman Empire, the same thoughts which we are having circulated in Europe today. The Europeans know that they are reviving the ancient Roman Empire. That's exactly what they have been saying all along. It goes on to say in this article that he is actually pronouncing at one time the revival of the Roman Empire. And then here is an article by John Kirshon, a journalist who has written for many different papers, Associated Press, New York Times, CBC News, and so on. And so this is what it says. With financial support from employers squeezed by trade unions and corrupt politicians, Mussolini developed a loyal following among disenchanted, angry, mostly lower middle class conservatives and veterans, as well as the military, the business elite, and the right wing. He promised them he would end disorder and corruption and recreate the glory of the Roman Empire. Among his admirers was, of course, Adolf Hitler, who introduced the Roman salute to his Nazis and dressed his bodyguard in black shirts. Mussolini's dream of a new Roman Empire led to the conquest of Ethiopia in 1935-1936 in defiance of the League of the Nations. It goes on to say that in 1934, Mussolini said, after the Rome of the Caesars, after that of the Popes, today there is a new Rome, fascist Rome. Mussolini's recreation of a Roman Empire was commemorated by the monumental construction of the Via del Impero. And then it goes on to say in this article that Mussolini attempted to turn monuments of Augustan Rome into symbols of the fascist doctrine. His goals in doing so were to validate his role as the founder of a new Roman Empire. He recognized in himself a parallel to the Roman emperors. The overall point was to establish and promote a relationship between the glory of ancient Rome and Mussolini's fascist regime. The Wikipedia encyclopedia tells us that Mussolini would try to win popular support by appeasing the Catholic majority in Italy. In February of 1929, he signed a concordat and treaty with the Roman Catholic Church. Under the Lateran Pact, Vatican City was granted independent statehood and placed under church law, and the Catholic religion was recognized as Italy's state religion, which it is until today. It goes on to say that the clergy received subsidies from the state and that Pope Pius XI praised Mussolini, and the official Catholic newspaper pronounced Italy as having been given back to God and God to Italy. Mussolini insisted that he would be referred to in articles by capitalizing his name, implying that he was God. And he also began drawing parallels, the Wikipedia tells us, between himself and Jesus Christ. Another magazine, the PM Biography, has this to say about Mussolini. He is worshipped as a god. His ministers are his high priests. Il Duce was during his glorious days more popular than anyone before or after him in the modern history of Italy. My friends, this was the ninth resurrection of the Roman Empire. The tenth and last revival is occurring in front of our eyes right now, and the Bible tells us that a very popular, charismatic individual called the Beast in Scripture will arise. This time it's not going to be an Italian. He is going to be of German or Austrian descent. He will arise in support with, collaboration with the false prophet, a religious figure. These two will rule this latest revival of the Roman Empire. But we can see from history what all Mussolini did. And we find in the Bible that we are told that both the beast and the false prophet will be worshipped by the people as God beings. It has happened before. It is happening again. We have to be awake as to what is happening because these are very, very important prophetic times. Because when that happens, my friends, the time of Jesus Christ's return is very near. But at the same time, the great tribulation will begin. A time so bad, it has never happened before. It will never happen again. You need to know about these things because God promises you protection if you are awake, if you are aware, if you're not going to have part of this Babylonian system, as it is called. But if you get out of it, and if you become worthy for God's protection, and ultimately for God's kingdom, which Jesus Christ, when he returns, will establish here on this earth. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.